Michael Landis is the author of Show Me Katie, Memories of the Missouri, Kansas, Texas Railroad. Mike, you're an award-winning journalist. Talk a little bit about your journalism background.
Well, I have been around for a little while. I began my broadcasting career here locally at KTTS Radio, and I did radio news for a few years. Kind of got the bug at the point of I wanted to try the TV thing. So I moved from there up to St. Joseph, Missouri. I worked at a TV station for there for a couple of years and then made my way back home to Springfield and was with KY3 for several years as well. So I'm now the public information officer for the City of Republic. So still get to do some TV and radio work, just not every day. Don't have to be out in the cold during the winter. I don't miss that.
So when did your passion for trains begin?
I get asked that a lot. Honestly, I don't know. My earliest memory of having anything to do with trains is I got a toy train for Christmas when I was about 2 years old, and it kind of grew from there. So here I am, 39, and still playing with trains and getting to talk about them and write about them, thankfully, as well now.
Why did you decide to write the book Show Me Katie?
Well, I grew up in Missouri, but part of my childhood in Sedalia, Missouri. I lived a couple of blocks away from the Katy Railroad at the time in the 1980s, and I was already a train fanatic at the time and kind of watched the trains go by every day and really loved that as a small kid. It was kind of exciting seeing that, kind of a highlight of every day. Was there when the trains stopped running and then when they took the track out and built the Katy Trail. So all these years later, you know, everybody knows all about the Katy Trail and have been on that, maybe a hiking or biking trip, but don't really recall the railroad. So I was wanting to kind of help bring those memories back to life.
I imagine that's a pretty popular topic with anybody who uses the trail or anybody who's heard of it because, you know, you don't necessarily know the history of it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people flock there and they enjoy the beauty and the scenery of the trail, but don't know a whole lot about the history. And so since releasing the book, I've received a lot of comments from people that they see these pictures in the book of these trains running by and they can recall, hey, I remember walking past that point or riding my bike past that point. So it's kind of neat for folks to see what it looked like, 30, 40 years ago when those trains were actually running through these little towns.
Your book contains some interesting stories of the Katy, including one of a young woman who died near the tracks. Can you share that story with us?
This was actually something happened near Nevada, there in Vernon County, probably about 4 or 5 years after the Katy Railroad was built. So back in the 1870s, railroad workers found the body of a young woman on the tracks that had apparently fallen from the train. Nobody knew who she was. Obviously, there was no internet or phones or way to get the word out at that point, but it was a mystery. Nobody knew who she was. They just knew that she had been on the train. And so railroad workers actually buried the woman's body next to the tracks back then. And for all these years, railroad workers had maintained that grave, just sort of like this unknown woman. And interestingly enough, if you go to the track there in Vernon County to this day, that gravesite is still maintained. Neighbors, farmers come out, mow it, put flowers on it. So it's really kind of a neat, I don't want to call it a tradition, but something that's lasted, 140 years.
And I know there are many other stories, too. Give us an idea of some of the topics of other stories in your book.
Well, really, it's a town-by-town guide, starting in Parsons, Kansas. I did my best to kind of include every little town along the way, kind of giving some of the historical highlights. The railroad really helped to open up Missouri. It was one of the first railroads to be built in Missouri, so really had a huge hand in opening up the frontier, kind of tying some of these small settlements to the rest of the world. So kind of showing, each town and how the railroad helped it out, and really some towns didn't grow at all. You know, that's just kind of how rural Missouri was, but I kind of showing some of those highlights as well.
And you've made a documentary called Katy Country, a look at the MKT in South Central and Southwest Missouri. It's basically a film version of the book. Tell me about that and how that came to be.
Well, kind of going full circle with this, when I started the Katy Project, it was originally supposed to be a film documentary. Obviously, my background was in, television and broadcasting, and put the idea out there. But a lot of people said they wanted a book. You know, you can flip through a book. You can look at the pictures, take your time. With a film, it just kind of flips through. So I put my focus on the book instead. Well, in the course of that being released, all this film footage came out. A gentleman named Ken Kaiser, who lived in Clinton, Missouri, a young man at the time, had his camcorder out and shot about 8 hours of video footage the last year that Katy was around. So that came forward, and so now I got the book done and kind of back around to the film project.
How can someone get a copy of Show Me Katie, Memories of the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad, the book, or the documentary Katie Country, a look at the MKT in South Central and Southwest Missouri?
Yeah, the website that I maintain for my projects is themaintrack.com. You can also find Show Me Katie on Amazon, and we also sell the book and the video on eBay as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.